Some years ago in Haines, a group of friends who share a love of wilderness saw a need for more public access cabins in the area. They formed a nonprofit, drew plans, got permits, picked a spot, thought again, picked another spot, and finally, this week, their vision became reality.
It's 16 by 24, and it's a main floor and then a loft. The main floor has three gorgeous windows looking straight down Lynn Canal.
Cindy Buxton recently joined the board of Haines Huts and Trails, the nonprofit behind the project. She and a large group of volunteers spent a weekend at 3,000 feet elevation behind what is known locally as the Seven Mile Saddle, below Mount Tuggahoe. They spend their time assembling the cabin.
Community members built it in town, and then they took it apart, and they flew up first the floor in two parts and then the walls.
17 volunteer builders hiked up the mountain. They hired a helicopter to bring the parts of the house. Weather on Saturday wasn't great for flying, and Buxton says the group was lucky to get their food flown in. Sunday was better. The crew assembled the whole cabin and started adding indoor sheathing and layers of foam insulation on the outside. Buxton says the cabin will be wrapped in 6 inches of foam. Skiers will be able to spend comfortable winter nights. The cabin will be equipped with a full kitchen and a propane stove. There will be an outhouse over 50-gallon drums. Once a year, a helicopter will bring up a full propane tank and take down the outhouse drum. Buxton says there is more work to do this fall, and a deadline. Helicopters are not allowed in the area after mid-September to avoid interfering with a goat hunt. Buxton says they need to fly in all the metal sheathing for the roof and siding, and hope to finish the assembly over a couple more weekend work parties. She is hoping more volunteers will join the effort. But when?
We can't really say when those dates are going to be because it depends on the weather and the helicopter schedule and when the metal comes in. But if they want to volunteer, they should contact me.
Buxton says Haines Huts has put all its energy into the building of this cabin, and they have not come up with a system to rent it out. She says the cabin will be used by the volunteers this winter to allow them to figure out the expenses of operating it and come up with rental rates. Buxton says the nonprofit intends on building more cabins. There are many mountains to choose from, but also river valleys and endless forest.
I'm a kayaker. I would love to see one out at the Cotsahine or down near Sullivan Island or someplace like that. We all have places we'd love to see one, but there's no solid plans yet.
As they say, location, location, location. For KHNS, I'm Alan DePremenil.